Okie dokie.
That was a slow Snatch. Countdown.
It was. I wasn't sure if you were both ready or not. And Craig had just very recently been looking for Audacity, so I wanted to make sure everybody had enough time to
found
respond.
It.
Plus, I'm still trying to think out how to make this segment fun.
Pop, pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm close, but I'm not quite there. Not that I want to start now after 7 years trying to make segments compelling for the listeners, but I mean...
Oh, Ray, I assumed you didn't work today.
I did not.
But I sent you an email, because I don't know who to send this to now, since there's no ball replacement, really. But apparently the county is planning on changing some things and replacing a router and doing stuff on their end now.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Sometime before the February 14th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you sent it to my work email. Yeah, I don't check that when I'm not at work.
That's why I said you probably didn't work today, but...
I sent you guys an email.
Emails? Oh, man, Sergeant Rock versus the Army Dead came out this week. I need to get down the comic book store.
Leviticus Chalms for the win, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, I'm worried. Did the old man fall asleep in his chair again?
Is he not in the room yet?
He's not. I think last time that happened, he got so old and he fell asleep and slept through the show. I don't know that I hate Jeff's idea.
Oh, no. But, hold on. I should be worse.
But boy, that requires like thought on the fly.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, we would...
I suppose we could plan it ahead of time,
right,
I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, crap. So I got logged into Gamependium and I was looking at my roster. There are pages of characters that I haven't added to my roster in there.
Yeah, I can believe it. I haven't updated that page in a very, very, very long time.
Oh, my goodness. I like this segment idea so much, I could get away with doing the pop-pop segment in a much lazier way.
Okay.
I'd be open to two small segments. Boy, this other one's going to take some doing, but like it'll take we'd have to reveal it show before and then revisit it and tell, you know, make our pitches show next would be the way to make that.
I don't understand why, but I believe you. And you don't have to explain, like,
yeah,
my mind is on other things. So
yeah. No, we'll do this show, and then I genuinely feel good about both of these ideas. I'll put a little effort into both of them. See if we can't get them up and running by next week.
Okay.
All right, we've got top men working on it.
Top men.
Yeah.
You ready to roll then?
Yeah, I'll try to focus on this show instead of future shows. But let's do it, Doug.
It's just I know that one. I'm going to need advance warning because, as we all know, I don't know any, you know, people by name.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I'm building it in. No problem.
All right. Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 368th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I almost couldn't read English or Arabic numerals. I'm the only one. You call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. Sneaky Meat 15. That's Ian. They're here to wow and entertain you.
Hello.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi.
Maybe just a very small bit of column A and a very small bit of column B.
Yeah.
I don't want to get your hopes up too high.
No, I totally understand. No, we're good. This is good.
We are in the last week of January already. And, you know, the country's getting torn apart. There's tornadoes everywhere, snowstorms, mountains on fire, you know, flooding, droughts. It's the end of the world.
Cats and dogs living together.
Mass hysteria. Crazy, crazy. In your 7-day, 4-star corruption... this week, you had Vulture putting the beat down on both Spider-Man and Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that he's very strong.
Right.
What can you do? He gets airborne and then he just wrecks shop.
Why was 3-star Loki in there?
I don't know, because he got wrecked.
Yeah.
Oh, because...
Something fierce.
I don't really know. But I assumed it was because Loki could I don't know. He did some board shuffle against me, and it happened to match away my one fell swoop every time I tried to put it on the board. So that was a little bit frustrating.
I guess he can steal, like, you generate AP and he can steal it while you're, you know, trying to build it up,
right.
But he didn't, like, I don't know. It was a super easy win. I mean, Spider-Man was a bit of a fight, but then, yeah, Loki was just nothing.
Well, at least Spider-Man's, you know, supposed to fight the Vulture. I mean, you know, that's what they do. All right. Next week, however, you got the Dark Beast, going up against, looks like Falcon America.
Honestly, don't think I'm going to be able to get it done with one.
Oh, you got one?
I do.
Hmm. That doesn't sound good.
One blue is probably not going to make it happen, even against the slow-moving Falcon America.
I mean, yeah, you'll be able to get your power off before he gets his, but still.
For sure. I just don't think I'll have enough hit points.
Right.
Yeah. That looks bad for you, dude. Story time. Lost in Time is running. That'll get you Squirrel Girl, Karnak, some Rai Rai shards. Placement there is Deathlok and some Wong. Hearts of Darkness next, Black Panther, Deathlok, Yelena shards, it says. Placement in there is this new character we'll talk about later.
Nice.
And shards for TV's Wanda. PvP land, it is Seize the Day running, like that name, for Namora. So you get Magneto and Namora there. Placement is... Hammer Juggernaut and Back in Black shards there. So we got this new character, and boy, we weren't even remotely close.
Thank goodness.
On this character in any way, shape, or form.
Can you imagine if we would have come up with this character?
Can I let me just stress how much happier I am with who it is than the limited selection we thought it could be.
I would have rather seen Sunfire.
I don't even know who that is. Like, when you suggest, well, it must be Sunfire. Sure, Craig, it must be. The character we're all thinking of.
No one was thinking of this one either.
No, not even close. I'm just saying, I'm not excited about Sunfire. I don't know who Sunfire is. I don't know any of his abilities. He's never been in anything. I have no reason to ever think Sunfire. I'm at least aware of new character.
You need to go back and rewatch all the reruns of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
No. No one needs to do that.
That show, that cartoon is still good. That cartoon still stands up. All right. So we got Colleen Wing coming at you as a 4-star. She is blue, red, and yellow. The blue power for a bargain of 5 blue. Calming Breath. Get ready, Ian. There's lots of words in these descriptions again.
Oh, that's okay. I've got like 10 other things that I could be doing other than listening.
Colleen heals 2% health plus 1% health for each friendly fortified strike or protectile on the board, up to 33%. She then creates a 6-turn fortified concentration tile, of which she can have up to 3 of these, that powers up her other abilities. Passively, for each concentration tile on the board, Colleen's abilities cost 1 AP less, minimum of 3. While a concentration tile exists, she cannot be stunned and does not take damage from attack tiles.
Interesting.
That's cute. Yeah. As you're going up in level, you are starting out where Colleen heals at 15% health at level 5. For each concentration on the board, Colleen's abilities cost 3 AP less. And you're getting an extra 3% health for every friendly fortified strike or protectile on the board.
Hmm. Okay. And that's true healing.
It says healing. Yeah, doesn't say burst anywhere. So it's true healing on a 4-star, so that's nice. And she can, you know, get her powers down cheap. So her red power is Flashing Blade for 9 red. Deal damage plus double the value of friendly strike tiles.
Oh.
If there are any friendly concentration tiles on the board, remove one of these, but deal an additional 50% damage.
Mm.
All right, so you get a big hit out of that. Passively, she takes less damage from matches and abilities equal to the value of all friendly strike tiles.
Huh.
So, boy, if you got a bunch of strike tiles out there, she's just never going to take damage.
Yeah.
Huh. The damage on that red power goes up as it levels, but I don't really see the point. This power really looks like it just needs to be... You know, there is the 3 just to get that passive.
Yeah, it really looks like the 3.
Yeah. The yellow power, Heroes for Hire, 10 yellow. Create a fortified strike and protect tile with strength equal to the team's strongest match damage.
Oh.
Boy, that could be quite a bit with a five-star on the team.
Right.
Especially boosted time. You got a boosted five-star? Those are some serious tiles. Then heal the team for a very, very, very small burst of health. If there are any friendly concentration tiles on the board, remove one of those and create an additional fortified strike tile. Passively, Colleen deals 45% more match damage for each Heroes for Hire on the team.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
There's your team up here, yeah. As you go up in level, you're getting 80% match damage bonus at level 3, 115 at level 4, and 180% bonus match damage at level 5. That burst of health, even at level 5, is only going to get you like 2,000 health, so that's unimportant, but... Still, I'd have to think 5-3-5 here, right?
Yeah, I mean, that burst healing goes up to 2,300 at level 5, which, I mean, that's significant for a 4-star.
Bonus match damage at 180%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like like I said, that increase on that red is just not that much damage.
Right.
Oh, but does it double the value of friendly strength? Well, you're going to get that no matter what.
Right. That doesn't go up.
That doesn't go up. Yeah, that's got to be 5-3-5 here.
And here comes the most important part.
Feeder update. Now 3-star Psylocke will feed Colleen Wing. Colleen in return will feed you some 5-star Shang-Chi. And who doesn't want more of that? I want more of that.
No.
I was gonna say most people.
Yeah.
Most people have him champed by now. You and I, Craig. You and I are excited about this feeder situation.
That's true. I do not have a champ Shang-Chi, so I'm excited about that. So I don't know, she seems interesting. I mean, you're meant to put her with hi, I'm Danny Rand, and, Sweet Christmas, but that could be a fun 4-star team.
Baron Diak says 5-3-5 with Kitty and Shuri. That could be interesting. I think there's a lot of possibilities for her, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if Kitty's, pumping tiles and you're getting all that, boost off those tiles, that could get crazy.
Yeah.
I could put her, is it 4-star Chuck that also... bangs tiles higher when he's invisible? Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
We can put him on there, him and Kitty, and they can really crank up the tiles. Oh, Samurai says put her with, Beta Ray Bill and Polaris.
Ew.
As well, to get that tile bonus.
I was going to say, does she pair well with Okoye?
No.
Okay.
I see nothing on here that would pair well with Okoye.
Yeah, none of that automatic damagey things going on. All right, well, I don't know. Character not expecting, but, might be interesting to try out.
Yeah, she seems pretty strong, actually.
Release schedule for Hearts of Darkness, which is running starting the 26th through the 30th. Covers and shards and placement event token in progression. The Welcome to Shield is going to run the 29th to the 2nd. Shards in there plus recruit token for the shield offer in progression rewards. Web Wonder, covers and shards in there plus a vault token. Versus in the Lord of Thunder Thor one, cover and shards and placement, and hers is called Wingin' It.
Yeah.
Covers and shards plus recruit token there. Your offer for your Wingin' Friends Vault is 3 4 stars, Colleen, Iron Fist, and a random one. You couldn't just put Luke Cage in there? All right. So, I don't know. There you go. The completely unguessed in any way, Colleen Wing.
Nice.
I still don't understand why she's flying.
Because she's got a wing. She's wing.
I still don't understand why she's flying.
Wings make you fly.
All right, fine.
I was going to say, I would object more to the... Is she a samurai and I don't know that?
I don't know. She's got a katana.
I'm pretty sure she's Chinese, so no.
So she doesn't fly and she's not a samurai, so no, flying no. Samurai. Done.
She. It says here that she's half Chinese, half member of the Hand. A high-ranking Japanese member of the Hand. That's already at the top. But I'm really, I would have thought that she would have had some power that really would have keyed off Misty Knight more than just the Heroes for Hire label. But I always forget what Misty does, too.
Yeah, not a
things
whole
have to get to the bottom or things have to get to the top.
Right,
or...
she's got that little drone thing that takes forever.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. She does use a katana. She is trained in Japanese sword art. So, all right, I'll retract my sass.
And Misty punches you with a fist? With her bionic fist or something?
Sure.
All right. I don't remember what she does. But there you go. Colleen Wing. That's all I got for news. What do you guys got?
Hey, I had the day off.
Me too.
No, I didn't. Somebody's got to work around here.
That was a lot of snow, by the way. Like, if you recall how close the houses are across the street, I could not see the house across the street. It was just solid white. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We barely got any snow up here.
Oh, no. It's a decent amount here.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we got an inch, perhaps. It should all have melted by now.
Oh, yeah. It just came way later than they originally had forecast. Because, yesterday, they're like, oh, my God, snow apocalypse is starting at 6 o'clock. So, we had all of our snow crews and stuff in. I got up at 6:30 this morning, looked out the window, and went, nothing. Got to work, started doing stuff, kept watching out the window. I'm like, nothing. And then at, I don't know what time it was, 10:30 maybe or something? Then it was just snow, now! It was oh, okay. So that was crazy.
Oh, I guess I do have other news. Tomorrow I start getting batteries installed for solar panels, so...
Oh, wow!
Won't just be feeding the energy back onto the grid. We'll actually, store...
Are they going in the garage there?
So the gate is being installed outside by the meter, and then we're just going to wire, put a conduit through the house, but we've got a drop ceiling, so that's fine, and connect the batteries up that way. It should be fine. We just got to move everything out of the garage tomorrow morning by 8:30 a.m.
Oh, dude, you had all day today.
Well, yeah, but there's a car in there. I can't move everything out now and just leave it out in the snow.
Oh, the car could get snow on it.
Yeah, but I don't want everything else that needs to be moved out in the snow to have snow on it.
Well, no, that you got to stuff into spare bedrooms and things. That's just going to go somewhere else.
I'm not putting a lawnmower in the spare bedroom.
Is that where everybody keeps their lawnmower? All right, let's move on.
Samurai asked if we had to hire a specific contractor. Yes, because of the brand of batteries that we are getting. Oh, there are only a few that are licensed to install them, so we only had two choices. But it's the same company that installed our solar panels, so I know how they work, and they're good.
That'd be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Adam Warlock, a dumpster baby.
Oh, hang on.
Ian, wake up.
I've got so many other things brewing right now. I'm a whole week ahead. I'm this week's samurai.
Brew about this show.
Ready a week and a half, week early. Here we go. Let's talk about Adam Warlock, your 5-star yellow, purple, black. Great color choices. Very underused. Let's see what this fella's up to. He is a miracle of science for only 6 yellow AP. Restores 969 health to Adam Warlock. Restores an additional 1,550 health if he is below 50% health. It's got a passive element. If Adam Warlock's health is above 50% of his total health, his base match damage is increased by 63%. Let's see how these scale up. At the max level, he will be restoring 7,009 health and an additional 11,214 if below 50% health. If above 50% health, his match damage, increasing his match damage by 113%. Mm. That's beefy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his cosmic skein. It costs 7 purple AP. Create 3 yellow trap tiles that deal 1,817 damage when matched by an enemy, and restore 1,817 damage when matched by your team. To Adam Warlock. Let's see how this scales up. Instead of 3, we're creating 5 yellow trap tiles. They are dealing 8,642 damage, or giving Adam Warlock a burst of 8,642 health. Body and Soul. 0 black AP, this passive ability. If you have at least 6 black AP at the start of your turn, removes 1 friendly black AP and 15% of Adam Warlock's current health. Then deals 55% of that damage to the enemy team. And this scales up to... It deals 60% of the damage done to Adam by this power to the enemy team. The ability fires at the start of your turn if you have at least 4 black AP.
So he hurts himself to do AoE damage.
Yes.
And then heals himself back up.
You lose one black. You take 15% of his current health. Of that percentage, 60% is done in damage form to the enemy team, and you only need 4 black AP for that to happen at the start of every turn.
And then I use yellow to heal myself back up.
Correct.
Or purple.
All right.
Or both.
Right.
Oh, so, okay.
Yes.
I rarely see him come at me, so I don't really know how he works.
Well, clearly that way.
That's because he's not good on defense. The AI does not play him all that well, but he is actually, I mean, his healing is one of the best self-healers.
Yeah. Seems monstrous. He's got to be he's got to be a 5-3-5. I mean, that just speaks to even the most basic player like myself.
To me, it's surprising that on the Gamependium link that Samurai puts on the graphic, that there are any other options. Like,
yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, 5-3-5 is the way to go.
Yeah, 3 is...
I've got him at 2.
I mean, that's
an option. Oh my gosh, Ray, it's happening. Are you sitting down?
I see.
This is the one character in Marvel Puzzle Quest that I have Craig out covered. I see that you have him at 2. And I will counter with my build of 0-1-2.
I see that, man.
Wow. Is this the only character? I wouldn't know. I don't know what my roster looks like, let alone what your roster looks like. But this is the first time I've seen this in a show.
It's probably been true, for a while, I would think, yeah.
What, that this is the only character?
That I remember, running across, yeah.
I've never come across anything like this. This is miraculous. This is a miracle of science.
Oh.
But it is pretty miraculous nonetheless.
Boo.
Sorry, man. I've only got dad jokes left in me. From the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed, that's what I'm pulling from. Wow. I can't even imagine. Do you have any other undercover characters? I'm going to go look at your roster.
Yeah, lots of undercover characters.
But not someone who's a 2. I know you don't have everybody champed, but...
I don't know. I think I have, like, 1 Wong. I might have 2 Wong.
That's way ahead of mine. Never mind. All right. Well, this was a big day for me. So there you have it. That's what Sunny and Zand are. Adam Warlock, 5-3-5. I have more covers than Craig.
I got 2 covers on Wong.
Yeah.
Two covers on Cersei.
Oh, that's a maybe. That's interesting. I'm not in there yet. I can't check, but
My hip monkey's only at a 1-0-2.
We're probably tied with that.
So yeah, I got lots of 5 stars who need help. There you go. Where are we at? Mailbag. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
I mean, I get it when I get lost, but not a whole lot. First, I will say that Jeff Duggan did have some ideas for the next segment. Again, sponsored by Terrified.
Terrified.
But, we'll get to those. They sound interesting, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You've excited Ian, Jeff.
Yeah.
In the meantime...
Literally working on it as we speak.
Distracting from the actual show. Meanwhile, over on the D3 forums, TJ Joe Author had an answer for us. Some obscure reference. Okay, you lot. Welcome back to Tom's Corner of Obscure Marvel Stuffage. In regards to The Elf with a Gun, as a kid, one of my favorite Marvel comics was The Defenders, written at a time by the wonderfully twisted Steve Gerber. He also created Howard the Duck. A reoccurring subplot of this run involved us looking in on an average person who would answer their door, only to find an elf in green dress with red hair and beard holding a gun.
That sounds like a leprechaun.
The elf would then kill the people with the gun and disappear. Now, Gerber had some long-term idea for what was going on with the elf with the gun.
Leprechaun.
But he left the book abruptly before the subplot was resolved.
We all know elves can't have beards. It's a rule.
Well, it's a Tolkien rule. Gerber's successor, David Anthony Kraft, had the elf with the gun run over by a truck in one of his first issues. But I like to think that this minuscule menace is still stalking the streets of 616, plying his trade. So, yeah, if we can get the effing Big Wheel, great character in context of the game, but less than Z-lister otherwise, I want the elf with a gun. After I get Batroc, of course.
Talk about a Z-lister.
He's been in the MCU. You can't that call him
Z-lister. Doesn't make him anything better.
Then Big Wheel? Sure it does.
It really does.
No, not... Oh, you're putting Crossbones in with Batroc? Sure. Then I'll agree with that, Parandiac.
Or is he saying that he's a Z-lister?
Yeah, I was going to argue, but I think he means to put him on the list with Batroc.
This is Y-lister.
Y-lister. Again, he's in the MCU. Come on. In any case, there you go. That was it. That's a mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then. Ian, are you awake?
I am.
Get ready to clap, son.
I'll think about it. Let's do right. This.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up.
I don't know. Your timing sounded pretty good on that, although I heard no claps.
Yeah, we nailed it that time. I tried to pump some of the energy that I'm doing on my side project back into this currently airing episode. So, we've got three star characters that are boosted this week. One of them is Elektra. So her red, more damage, the purple tile swapping and buffing, more buffing, and the black dodging. Does black do some damage after you dodge? If it does, it'll be increased.
Yeah. I think that could be the
4-star version. Iron Man, more blue AoE, more red direct damage. Luke Cage, big old yellow damage, better protect tile, and the black damage in all its varieties will be boosted.
Click, click, boom.
Exactly. Mystique, she's got that one master stroke that does a ton of damage. The other two abilities, less so. At least as far as boosting is. And Quicksilver, he's got some, I want to say blue AoE that happens occasionally.
Yep.
Is green punching you in the face, or is green swapping tile positions?
Green slaps you a bunch of times, right?
Yeah. Yeah, green face punches will be increased as...
It's like the thousand hand slap.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. So now we're on to the 4-star characters. Carnage is boosted. More damage and more AoE out of his scythes. Plus, you'll be doing more damage to your own team. Bigger attack tiles out of his black, and more damage for tile destruction with his green.
I do have to say, the Tonal Carnage graphic on the infographic, I'm a fan. That was a great video. Yeah.
Here we've got Doc Ock, 4-star. More healing from his yellow, and more damage from his call to arms. Icarus. What's this fella up to? More red damage, and that's about it. Everything else appears to be percentage-based. Spider-Gwen, I remember you. That cherry bomb does a ton of damage, and more healing as her kick out the jams is boosted. And Venom, the Eddie Brock variety. More symbiotic fury damage, and more lethal protector damage. Now, the boosted 5-stars this week. Abigail Brand. I remember her. She does some things. She makes better attack tiles. She does better healing with her loyalty. And her purple will do more damage. Beta Ray Bill. He's always up to no good. More green damage. Better protect tiles. And more damage and better protect tiles. That's great. Who's this guy and what's he up to? It looks like it's probably Green Goblin. So if that Goblin Glider hits you... it's going to do awesome amounts of damage. And Trick or Treat has some stuff going on as well. Last, but possibly not least, Wasp does some things. What are you up to? Oh, no, 6 abilities. That's my kryptonite. Blue, no changes to either half. Yellow, nothing happening. And then Call the Swarm will deal more damage. And Pain Index, more healing through Vampirism. And Call the Swarm will deal more damage. All right, we've got a tiered breakdown in the Samurai Says section. 3-star players. Mystique and Quicksilver in the same week is always fun. Matching blue fuels her board shake and his AoE, and makes it cheaper for his black to make matches you need to accelerate the combo chain. Four-star players. The new Doc Ock is an exceptional third character. He's awesome at AP acceleration and board manipulation, and boosted he has the staying power in 5-star PvE land. 5-star players. To paraphrase John Cusack in High Fidelity, I will now win 50 matches with the Beta Ray brand. I don't remember that exact quote from High Fidelity, but I appreciate it. So yeah, looks like Beta Ray Bill getting things done in the 5-star tier. So anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
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 Hey, to derail this stuff for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of Dana Carvey. I started listening to a podcast that he has with Spade.
Yeah.
And part of the, like, I'm only a few episodes in, but quite often they just like to rip on Lorne. And the one episode they had Rob Lowe on, right, who also does an excellent Lorne imitation, and they were just kept going back and forth about weird things that Lorne says. And it was very entertaining. Nice. Right now, the Conan O'Brien episode is also very good. So, but I'm only like three, maybe four episodes in, but I'm gonna keep listening to that show.
I have been off my game most show, but I'm gonna risk it. When were we talking about Dana Carvey?
He's half of Hans and Franz.
Oh.
In my brain, it flowed right together.
Oh, that's good. That's good eating.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Totally.
What do we got? Thanks, Mystify. Oh, Ian, you got Steam open.
You betcha.
Steam away, my friend.
All right. A 4-star Ant-Man. Small-time crooks.
So, I have a question. I've still got a ways to go. Am I doing 50 again?
Oh my god, it's so many tokens.
It's so many tokens.
Sure. Live it up.
I was going to say, do you still have... The people that are in the vault currently are still at something like a 3-3-3-2-2-2 and a 1-1-1 with some minor variations, correct?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Go nuts, dude. All
right. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I got 7. Number 1, Deadpool. Namora. Drax. Scorpion. Here's a purple. Hitmonkey. Monkey business. Another purple. Hitmonkey. Ow, ow, that stings.
Oh, you just totally out-hitmonkeyed me.
And 1 Mockingbird. So, 2 Hitmonkey. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that closed the door on any chance of me passing you there. However, if I remember correctly, the one opportunity that you threw out there, I think I was successful. Could you remind me what your Cersei is doing?
Oh, not much. Give me 1 second here to refilter my 5 stars by level. Let me scroll to the bottom here. My Cersei is at a 0-1-1.
Yes! My Cersei is at a 0-3-0.
Nice.
Oh. There you go.
Wow. So I can almost build a team with 5 stars that I have outcovered Craig. I'm just 1 character shy. I'll have to hurry up and get more Wong covers.
All right. Are we ready?
That's all I got. Do it, Doug.
All right, I'm starting off with a 4-star. It is Oscorp Spider-Man. Then we're going to Blade, Gwenpool, Black Widow, Super Skrull, Miles Morales, Gertrude, Reptile. You took all my 5 stars.
Yay.
Throg, Rogue, Maria Hill, Shuri.
Woohoo!
Mockingbird, Agent Coulson, Morbius, Captain Marvel, Red Hulk, another Gertrude, Juggernaut, Magic, Venom, Eddie Brock, finally a purple.
Hey, boosted.
It is Hitmonkey, Monkey Business, back to 4's Nightcrawler, another purple. It is Monkey Suit, not going to tell you for who, Blob, Mantis, another Throg, Iron Fist, another Miles. We did get another purple for Arcade. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Back to Reptile, Hellcat, Scorpion, Mantis, Third Miles, Captain Marvel. Back to purple, we've got another monkey suit. Back-to-back purples. I finally got a Riri Williams, Intelligent Design, her blue.
Great.
Anti-Venom, Polaris, another Gertrude, another purple. It is happy birthday again for Arcade.
Happy birthday!
Invisible Woman, Nova, Mordo, another purple. It is blue insert coin for Arcade. Four-star Ghost Rider, Wolverine, X-Force, Infinity War, Black Widow. So how many was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Definitely still below average, but all right, there we go. And if I'm reading the rotation correctly, it looks like Arcade goes out next, which is slightly unfortunate.
That's what it seems.
I got more re-recovers, I think, because of the whole feeder situation.
Mm.
But so Arcade is at a 2-4-5, Riri is now at a 3-4-4, and Hitmonkey is at a 4-2-2. I think that's enough for today.
Okie doke. Thanks always then to the OG.
This guy.
This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. Recently investigated. The soon-to-be-named network. A variety of shows. A lot of great wrestling content. This excellent show, Profane Arguments, and the always reliable Long Box Heroes, both daytime and after dark. So you can check out all these shows, plus some others that I've already forgotten. They might still be eating wings.
Yeah, they are.
They could still be watching. They could still be watching Willy Wonka a minute at a time. I don't know. But go over to the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Check out the direct link to all the shows we have on our network.
Hey, talking about Willy Wonka.
Yes.
So I have on the recorder on Hulu right at this moment a Tom and Jerry Willy Wonka mashup. I didn't know this existed. But I recorded it.
All right. When you watch it, it's a modern Tom and Jerry. You're going to be angry, and then you're going to turn it off.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Just be prepared for modern Tom and Jerry.
It just seems weird to me that somebody decided they were going to make a Tom and Jerry Willy Wonka mashup. Oh, 2017? Yeah, you were probably correct. I'm going to hate this.
Yeah, I suspect so. I mean, maybe it's okay. I'd sit down and watch it.
Well, it's on the recorder that you have access to. So. Wow.
All right, well, maybe I will then. Or I can probably just dial it up on that same thing myself.
Yeah. And Sunko says, yep, there's new episodes of How I Met Your Father. I did watch them. And yes, there is a good cameo for next week's episode.
Is that the one with Hilary Duff?
Yeah, that's Duff.
All right. You're not really drawing me in.
Oh, I think it's okay. I like it.
All right.
I mean, obviously, it's not as good as How I Met Your Mother.
Right, but it's okay?
But I think it's okay.
Hey! When you're not drowning in terrible reality TV shows, you stumble into, now that you've said that, you do stumble into the occasional mediocre network-style sitcom, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Ghosts?
Yeah, I like Ghosts.
It looks like it should be funny, and I haven't got up the courage to watch it yet. Is it good?
I enjoy Ghosts. I mean, you know, it's you know, friendly, wholesome TV.
Yeah, that's fine. I can dig that.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's not a bad show. Yeah, I think it's worth watching. I mean, I think we're on season two now. Maybe I don't remember how many episodes are into season two, but it's definitely on season two. So you could binge the whole, you know, season and a half or so.
Right.
I know how much you love binging.
I do. I do like a good binge.
Or you can watch one per week, and then you know there you go. Yeah. And just watch like one per week for like, you know, 12 or weeks in a row or something. Just like, you know, old timey TV.
Right. I do that sometimes. Change it
up
a little bit.
Yeah, I get a fun show. I mean, for something on CBS, I mean, you know, it's pretty good. And apparently Samurai says the original British version is on HBO Max. I will have to go check that out. I'll go look for that. Anything else then for the go to the order?
I don't think so. I'm cruising right along. I'll have to meet with you guys later and do some fine-tuning. But we could be adding segments as early as next week, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. I think I got a whole lot of nothing going on Saturday, so...
I'm probably busy, but I don't remember.
Okay. All right, then. That's it for everybody. Thanks for joining us. Comment suggestions. Please shoot them at Willie's mailbag. The price of the stamp did go up, you know, so beware. but send something and he will deliver it over to Ray. So that's it. Goodbye. And remember, kids, that until next time, never give a hammer to a bulldog. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.